This is Bob Soucy. The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon. As a runner myself representing the Flutie Foundation at the 2022 Boston Marathon, I'm proud to have been a teammate to many amazing Adaptive Program runners, achieving their dreams at the greatest race in the world. The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
B-Pod Studios.
Hardy, a lot of good responses for your pickle.
Excuse me.
I think that would be really weird.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
He was not going to play for the Packers. Again, they understood that. Aaron Rodgers, before he signed his contract, understood that. Everyone knew what was happening privately in Green Bay, and they got to work with the Las Vegas Raiders on the only place that Davante Adams wanted to go. It has been several days and different permutations of this trade, but in the end, this is where it lands. It is Davante Adams, one of the best receivers in the NFL. He goes to the Las Vegas Raiders in exchange for a first-round pick and a second-round pick this year. Those go to the Packers. Now, a little more cap space, a little more ammunition to load up their roster. But that is not all, Tom. Davante Adams gets a five-year, $141.25 million contract, more than $28 million per year.
Big, big move in the NFL last night. Welcome into Zolak and Bertrand. It's been a strong Friday. Strong. Very strong. Always brought to you by 128 Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, Electric, and Drains. Find out what's happening underneath your home with their awesome sewer certification. Let 128's drain professionals inspect your pipes and provide you with a sewer certificate and peace of mind.
Check my pipe.
That's why I checked my pipe out. I chuckled last week when they said they'll inspect and seal your pipes like you're going in for a vasectomy or something. This is a very popular time of year for that.
Yeah. Unclog that drain.
You're right.
Yeah, this is the big week. This is the biggest vasectomy week of the year.
And Masters weekend.
Yeah. Because guys want to get the time off and watch the tournament or watch the Masters.
I got you.
Time of year, big time of year.
You're supposed to lay on the couch for a couple of days, which not all of us do.
Plus, springtime gets warm. Everyone getting hot and bothered. They go, whoa, I got to tame this thing, you know?
Did you get one done yet?
No, I think that's science.
You and I have talked about this extensively.
You got one, right? No.
No.
You better get one.
Yeah, what if you end up with the...
You don't want any more kids.
Three more monsters.
It hit me like a thing, man. But after I had it done, man, it felt like you were...
What?
Felt like you were carrying a weight around on a hook for a while. And I'm like, there's this odd feeling that I've never had. It only lasted about a month. And I'm like, this is going to go away, right? And I called the doctor back. And
he's I'm Scott Zolak for Vasectomies International. You want to feel like you've got
I told my buddies that. They're going in. Like, it's not
painful. You
want to
feel like you've got a cinder block hanging between your legs.
Hanging
like
between your legs for a month.
Hanging on a coat wire. Yeah.
See that 128? Who could do a read like that?
Nobody.
Make sure you go to their website, call128.com. That's call128.com. Thank you to call128 and the fine folks at 128 for always providing us with a finish strong Friday. How about Davante Adams getting traded? That came out of nowhere last night.
I mean, I heard the whispers.
You did?
Like this is back when Rodgers didn't declare. People thought he was leaving Green Bay.
Oh, I'm talking about after he was back. Did anyone think he was leaving?
No. You thought they're going to pair these guys up.
No kidding.
Thought they're going to pair these guys up forever. And that's why Aaron was going to go back, because he's going to be able to pick the guys he wants. And obviously it's Adams. Adams is the best receiver in the league.
Yep.
But then there was the talk of, you know, at Fresno State when he played with Carr, that potentially he could end up with the Raiders. And that they do have some money out there and they might be able to land him. Like, You know, Raiders went to Vegas. How many guys really want to go play in Vegas? Like Hardy said, too. Like, it's an initial draw, but eventually, like, that lifestyle would wear on you. You're going to save some money. What taxes are less there, right?
No state income tax.
Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's always a nice perk.
That's a huge perk on that type of deal. This guy's loaded to begin with. I was stunned when this news came down for two reasons. One, man, I thought he was paired up with Rodgers forever. I thought they were tight. I thought they were boys. I thought they were going to go to Denver together. But then Denver declared who they were getting. They got Russ Wilson, takes Rodgers out of there. Rodgers, old quarterback coach, Clement goes there. Okay, it's a perfect match. Go to Denver, and he's going to take Adams with him. And then Josh McDaniels is just on his first gig back after being a head coach prior at Denver, where, yeah, okay, I did some bad things. I screwed up here and there. I'm going to go out first week of free agency and get Chandler Jones and Devontae Adams. That's like, bang, him and Ziegler are in. And that's keeping up with the pace of everybody in your division. Because all the other moves started elsewhere. And then these are the last two to fall within that division. We know KC's stacked. We know what LA's doing. You know what Denver's doing. And now all of a sudden, you counter. That's a good job by Ziegler and McDaniels. Good for Josh. Good for Josh. Good for Ziegler. Those are two good players. There's going to be production and sacks that he's going to get with Chandler. And this guy ain't going to fall off. This guy gets better every year, Devontae Adams.
I have a simple question for Patriots fans. Based on that move last night and the moves that the Vegas Raiders have made, including bringing back Chandler Jones, not bringing back, but Josh McDaniels and some Patriots guys reuniting with Chandler Jones, would you rather be the Patriots right now with Bill Belichick and his quarterback, Mac Jones? And name any receiver you want, if it's Kendrick Bourne or if it's a tight end or any.
Aguilar. Aguilar's the most expensive guy on the team.
Oh, yeah, but whoever you want as your second best offensive player behind your quarterback, because your quarterback's mandatory. So we'll include the front office too. Ziegler, McDaniels, Derek Carr, Devontae Adams, Chandler Jones versus Matt Wolf, Bill Belichick,
Mac Jones.
What did I say?
Matt Wolf.
Oh, what?
Well, they too are the same.
Elliot Wolf. Sorry. That's you know what? I think I may have stumbled on something there.
Elliot.
We're going to call the front office Matt Wolf.
Matt Wolf.
we can count both. The Matt Wolf front office.
Wolf grows Ziegler.
Yeah, there
they
you
will
go.
Defend you in any lawsuit.
It's like a law firm up there. Yeah. Mac Jones, whoever you want, is your second best offensive player, and Matthew Judon as the pass rusher.
Yeah.
Which group do you want? Who would you rather be right now? Vegas?
I mean, because of the pizzazz
Raiders,
of it, you want to say
Patriots.
But I mean, you got a 6-time winning head coach. And that's the one
yeah,
thing
but
that sort
you
of
don't have it. A bum in Vegas. No. I like that guy a lot. So you know what I'd
he's going to be better. People killed him.
Vegas right now.
For the excitement, you'd say Vegas, yeah.
I'm not even talking excitement. I'm talking how good they are.
Impact. There's credit to him. Credit to the what we call the boob, Mark Davis. Because, you know, he went and said, we're going to go get Josh. You bring Ziegler in. Go do what you guys want to do. You want to spend.
You want to do the AFC power rankings right now. How are the Raiders not ahead of the Patriots?
You know, it's a good job, too. We didn't talk much about it.
And they didn't make the playoffs last year. They missed.
We didn't talk much about this when McDaniels first got there. The first move he made was calling Derek Carr and saying, you're my guy. So right there alone tells you that's something that he learned different than when he took over in Denver and, you know, bumped heads with Jay Cutler. So you piss off Cutler, you piss off Brandon Marshall, and now you go and you say, you're my guy. I'm going to coach you up. You're going to be better, and we're going to get you help. And they got him big-time help. They got a great tight end. So they got some pieces, man. They do. They got some pieces on offense. And now Josh, from a play caller standpoint, this is where I would be excited from the football aspect of it. I get the best wide receiver in the league that I get the game plan for. Or with. Not against, but with. Like, I could do things on offense that, boy, man, I'd empty the kitchen sink and be creative with good football players, but not elite receivers like that. This guy's elite. Watch him run double moves. Watch him use his body and control in air. I mean, everything he does is good.
Did you see the tweet from Andrew Callahan of the Boston Herald? He tweeted last night, Josh McDaniels was so sick of game planning without a number one wide receiver. He traded for the number one receiver in the whole league less than 2 months on the job.
That a report?
That's what I wanted to know about that tweet. Is that a report or is that opinion?
I think that's opinion.
To say that, I don't know, just so emphatically or so definitively that he was so sick of game planning without a number one wide receiver. That feels like reporting.
I mean, he had well, don't you feel that way?
You had the game plan with Cam.
I felt that way all year, but I think it's interesting that someone who's on the beat and is pretty well connected to the team is putting that out there. That's different. You know, we just throw crap against the wall. That's our gig. This guy's a legitimate capital J journalist putting that out there. Was McDaniels pissed about not having a wide receiver for Mac Jones last year? Did he want a legitimate number one guy and they didn't have it in his mind?
Well, think about the end of the trend with 12 when he left. That was not a loaded offense. They had no tight end. He had Matt LaCosse as a tight end. So go back 2 years ago. Then go back to a year ago where he had Cam Newton and company. He really didn't have anything for two and a half years.
Yeah.
I'm not saying anything. That's not disrespectful to anybody they have. But we're talking about, you know, big time money, free agent here, guys moving around in the league. Elite positions, and you got offensive coach that went out and got this guy.
Yeah, for all his success, this is something that is not common for Josh McDaniels to have, like, a legitimate go-to wide receiver. He's had
one. I mean, Love Edelman. Edelman's great. By the way, Jacoby Myers fights, and I love the guy, but I mean, we're talking about a different animal here. It's a different animal. Yeah.
Everyone was saying Randy Moss is the last one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's easy. Randy, run, get into fourth gear, and we'll throw it up. Randy wasn't running slants. Randy didn't run digs. Randy was a two-route runner. And then when they had running plays, he took plays off and just stood there. I don't know how you game plan that unless you double cover him or you take Revis and try and cover him all day. That's what the Jets did. But, like, Walker and Edelman, I mean, that's you can get creative with those guys. That's not a shot at Edelman. That's not a shot at any of these guys. That's just, man, you're making your job easier. You're making your quarterback's job easier.
By the way, I screwed up. I said the Raiders didn't make the playoffs. I'm always confusing the Chargers and Raiders as to who won.
It gets
that
weird.
Last game.
I thought both guys were in. Like I
every time
so my aspect of
I
that
keep
is,
forgetting
yeah,
who
guys,
won the right the yeah. Week 18 game. No, the Raiders got in. They lost the game to the Bengals.
They almost won,
and that was a ugly, ugly game, and an ugly win for the Bengals.
Yep, they had that's right. They had it down inside the 20, right?
Yeah,
the fourth down.
Yeah, I don't know how I forgot about that. I'm sorry. I'm a little bit slow this morning. A bit slow.
I'll rip your face off.
It's a forgettable one because it was the same day as the Patriots game.
That's correct. And also then they fired their coach after a playoff loss, which we were talking about. Well, that's sort of rude to fire your coach, given that the guy put the thing back together after firing the head coach.
Yeah, as interim guy, that always happens.
I know.
You never seemed to elevate the interim guy.
But he kept the team intact and made the playoffs with them.
I give him
and
credit.
That's what we talked about.
They
so,
like him. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I apologize for that mistake. They did make the playoffs.
No, it is for a strong Friday.
It is. I'm not finishing strong with that.
No, but you finished
the
end of the segment strong.
That's right. I corrected myself.
Yeah.
And so they were in the playoffs. I think that makes it definitive that they were ahead of the Patriots at this moment. They were in, and they were ahead of them seeding-wise, right? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, then.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We thought that's right. We thought we were going to Cincinnati.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It's all coming back to us now.
And it's all coming back.
Zoe wanted to play Cincinnati because the coach cried.
Yeah. The team that went to the Super Bowl. And give me the crying coach.
It's all coming back to me now. 617-779-0985. So that's now in the mix. The Raiders are another good AFC team. They don't have the best of the quarterbacks, but he's not terrible. And Josh McDaniels philosophically does something that I don't think the Patriots would have ever done. I don't think that's their play, giving up top picks to go get one of the best receivers in the game. I don't see that.
I get a weird question for the AFC West.
You do?
Of the four, yeah.
Okay, save that.
Yeah.
We'll do the weird question. And also, Allen Robinson finally is off the market, and where he went was sort of depressing, where Allen Robinson is going to land. I found it depressing. Are you
Kevin
depressed
Durant,
by that?
Sucker.
Are you a little depressed by that move?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah. We'll get to that coming up next. Your calls finish strong Friday. Everything from the week. Don't go anywhere.
Looking for hope? House of Possibilities offers children and adults with disabilities a path to greater independence. From social to recreational programs to overnight respite and career and community access opportunities, House of Possibilities is changing the way people see disabilities and their program participants see themselves. Visit houseofpossibilities.org to learn more or to support their work. That's houseofpossibilities.org. House of Possibilities. See what belonging can do.
They bring you insight like no one else can.
Rigmarole.
I don't think I can say it.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Father Christmas, give me some money.
What's your weird AFC West question?
All right. You know, my thing is, you know, with the West, as good as they are and as loaded those teams are,
yeah,
they're all going to beat up on each other. Nobody's really going to go 6-0.
Right.
Or are they? Who's the team? Who's the one team out of the four that has the potential to get swept 0-6 in six games, but keep the games tight?
Ooh, that's a
good
question.
You know what I mean? Like lose a good... You see them all the time. Divisional games against your good opponents in a division
usually
come down to the fourth quarter. And then, like, Mahomes will make a play or Russ Wilson will make a play. Does Derek Carr make that play? Because I don't even know if Herbert can make that play yet. Like, we've seen Herbert play great. And, like, he's got a cannon. He can move. He's big. He sees everything well. But, like, Bill's got his number.
I still think it's Kansas City.
It's still Kansas City, and the outlier may be Denver.
But Kansas City loses games all the time that they shouldn't lose.
They lose those divisional games, those weird ones.
Yeah.
Get popped by a Denver or something, you know?
Yeah.
So no one's going 6-0 in that division. I just, you know, it's going to be a fight. It's going to be a fight to get 3-3, 4-2 within our own division, any of those teams. So we'll see where these playoffs shake out and how they do. But a lot of people, all three teams are coming out of the West. You don't know that yet. You don't. You know, who knows what's going to happen to the AFC South?
I wonder what's the best record that a fourth place team. You know what? This is a call. I'm gonna put out a call to Neil Collins.
Frequent
emailer. I'm gonna email him.
Yeah.
I wonder what the worst team is, or excuse me, the team that has finished fourth in a division, the best record that a fourth place team,
best last place team.
Yeah, the best record of a last place team under the current format in the NFL.
I bet it's 3-3.
No, I don't mean just division. Overall I mean record? Overall.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What's the potential? Because someone will finish last. What's the best record of a fourth place team in the history of the four team divisions?
It's got to be 9-7 or 10-6. Way back in the day. I don't know who. I mean, I remember 9-7 teams getting in, but you're saying didn't make the playoffs.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't matter. I don't think any fourth place teams have ever made the playoffs in their division. I don't think that wouldn't have been able to happen.
9-17 that didn't make it because they lost all tiebreakers with other 9-17.
That would require the current format to have that happen, right? So that's not a thing. That's never happened before.
Loughlin had it off the top of his head, but he had to work the overnight.
That is correct, and I don't think he would have that off the top.
It's like a sleeping baby right now.
Allen Robinson to the Rams last night. What a downer. That's where he goes. That team doesn't need help. That's the rich getting richer. Allen Robinson on a deal that is 3 years and $45 million and has $30 million guaranteed. And the report is the Patriots had interest but couldn't meet on the money.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just not true. They could meet on the money. They could meet on the money.
The problem is you screwed up last year on one of your big high-priced picks at the same position. So in consecutive years, you're going to go spend that same money? And I know Aguilar got less.
Yeah.
But, like, that's hard to sell to your team. Because I remember being there, you know, back in the day. Remember when high-priced Marion Butts came in? Back's going to be great. And he, like, busted here. There's always that one player or two that you sit there as a team and say, this guy's getting paid this. This guy stinks.
Yeah, Evan Lazar had the tweet last night, text from a source on the interest in Robinson. They had interest, but couldn't compete on the money.
Yep.
And then he said, for what it's worth, I agree with everyone in the reply saying it wouldn't, not couldn't, that they wouldn't compete on the money. They would not match.
Oh, they have it out. Sure.
It was a matter that they just chose, you know, they didn't want to. It wasn't a matter of, I'm saying this completely wrong. What they did was say, we don't want to spend the money. It's not that we can't spend the money. There. So Allen Robinson's gone, and he goes to the Rams. Okay, then. Phil Perry's going to join us at noon today. He's going to be very, very upset about that. That was his number one free agent target for the Patriots, and the contract that the guy signed is not ridiculous. In fact, compare that to what the Patriots paid for Nelson Agholor a year ago, or compare it to the other contracts that have been signed. What, Christian Kirk in Jacksonville?
Huh.
Right?
Yep. 80.
Getting more on the AAV than Allen Robinson?
Allen Robinson, so, I'd say, better player.
For all the talk of, oh, the wide receiver money is getting completely insane, this contract was not completely insane. This contract would have been manageable, I'm guessing, for a lot of teams in the league. So part of this is definitely Allen Robinson choosing the team that he wants to go to. But you would like to hear and like to read that the Patriots were right there and it just came down to choosing the Super Bowl winning team versus a team that is on the rebuild still.
Yeah.
Right?
You take
like
less to go play for winners. Right, remember like the players could, we used to get.
That you could accept.
Yeah.
Not even less. Just, hey, he got offered the same money in New England, but
if it's comparable, I'm going there.
He's going to a team that just won the Super Bowl. Can you blame a guy for going to a team that just won the Super Bowl? No, I cannot.
What did Odell Beckham choose to do? Same damn thing.
Yeah, that's why he's got a ring now.
Yeah. Blew his knee out, but got a ring. They're going to have him back. They want him back. So, I don't know. I mean, I'm waiting because I'm waiting to see what they do. This team is not set.
Which means one of those guys might shake free there in L.A. Might be a trade opportunity there. Right?
Go get Jefferson.
I'd give him a call.
Do you want these veteran guys? Yeah. Yeah. You have a good relationship with him. You did the Brandon Cooks trade.
How about Robert Woods? Would you make a trade for Robert
Hell
Woods?
Hell yes.
He's got 4 years to go on his deal. He's got term. He's due $13.5 million.
Oh, don't worry. Kansas City will call him. Kansas City will be in line
God,
to call
they
him.
Will.
Yeah. Yeah.
There will probably be competition there.
Because Landry, they're in on Landry, too. So
they're in on everybody.
Of course they're
are. Just because, why not?
I think we have an answer, by the way.
On what?
Best.
Oh, thank you. What do you
worst
got?
Worst best team?
What do you have?
So, looks like there's been five times that a team has gone 8-8 since the Texans came into the league.
So, and that's a strong finish to be last place in your division, to be 8-8.
2002, the Bills and Chiefs. 2007, the Eagles and Texans. And 2008, the Redskins.
All 8-8 is last place.
Did the Redskins get in at 8-8, though, that team?
No, they wouldn't have been able to.
Not get in.
Oh, who was the one? It was Seattle was a sub-500 team.
Not enough wild cards.
7-9.
7-9, Seattle got in.
But as a division winner, not as a wild card.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
That was just a wretched division that year.
That's right. Somebody had like a 12-win or a 10-win record had to go play there. Yeah, you hosted a game. Yeah. You win your division, you host a game.
Yeah. All right, 617-779-0985. Let's get to your calls coming up next. We'll get to the headlines with Hardy right now. And on that Patriots spending, they could be spending. They're just choosing not to. What does that mean? What do they have up their sleeve? There's got to be some sort of plan. Don't know what it is yet. We'll talk more about that with you. Phone lines are open on this Finish Strong Friday. Here's Hardy with Heather.
Looking for hope? House of Possibilities offers children and adults with disabilities a path to greater independence. From social to recreational programs to overnight respite and career and community access opportunities, House of Possibilities is changing the way people see disabilities and their program participants see themselves. Visit houseofpossibilities.org to learn more or to support their work. That's houseofpossibilities.org. House of Possibilities. See what belonging can do.
This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I think that's sort of low class.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
This is a song that finishes strong. It does.
Is it?
Yeah. So it's good for the day. Like,
do you think it starts slow?
It does. It's like, yeah,
it's a slow start, but a strong finish. I'm hoping for that today after a slow start.
Let that hook the beat. That bam! It's coming. And bam! I just like to be the tambourine guy in Coldplay.
Think you could do that? Be the tambourine guy?
It'd be good for a sports video. You know, like the slow motion, then bang, the big hits come.
Right. Like the build up.
Yeah. Or just a generic rejoin.
Could be good for that, too. There's no doubt about
it. Generic.
Apparently, the Rams are already getting calls on Robert Woods coming off the ACL. Maybe the Patriots could make a call on Robert Woods and swing a trade. Packers could reportedly be in on Robert Woods as well. You mentioned the Chiefs. There could be a bunch of teams that make a call. Because if they want Odell back, they're going to have some guys on the roster who don't get as much work as they once did.
Yeah. Yeah. And Odell being back, too, coming off the knee. I think the knee will be fine. He's still going to command the ball, still want to get paid. He was a big reason. He was good for them at the last half of the year.
I bet they try and trade Van Jefferson. Because, quite frankly, I think he's overrated. I do. Yeah, maybe he's not overrated.
A couple drops there at the end. He's not like the other. He's not Cup. He's not Odell.
No, he's just... he's okay.
He's not Woods.
I don't think he's great.
Woods.
I think he's okay.
Yeah, he's not Robert Woods.
617-779-0985. Devin in Worcester. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Joe, love you. I listen to you guys every day.
Thank you.
What's going on with Bill, man? I mean, all these teams signing these top free agents, I really think that us getting a playoff berth this past year and us going on a 7-game win streak really hurt our offseason, because I feel like Bill is just going to let this go by, and we're down at the bottom of the league right now. Yeah,
we're not at the bottom of the league. 10-17 and went to the playoffs with a rookie quarterback.
But there's no way he is looking at that 7-game win streak in the middle of the season saying, like, you know, we're pretty good. I don't think Bill is immune to everything that we're immune to, which is a recency bias.
9-4, you had the number one seed for week 14. Look at it like we're more that than we are how we finished?
How did you finish? How did you finish when you had to play the Bills twice?
Bills didn't punt.
And the Bills didn't punt. I mean, is he just ignoring that because of his 7-game win streak?
No.
There's no chance.
And he's a defensive guy. He knows they got issues. And this isn't like Bill forgot how to coach in 3 years. So I'm not buying that crap. They got something up their sleeve. I don't know what it is. Because they're clearing cap space. He's got a plan. I mean, I don't expect rookies to step in and be impactful guys right away. Like, look how good Duggar was his rookie year. And that was kind of a surprise. Aren't you surprised how Duggar hit and how physical he was?
I love
him. As a rookie?
Yeah.
Like, rookies, you'll see them get out there and they'll be tentative.
Because
they don't want to make mistakes. They're worried about getting yelled at. They're worried about getting, you know, sent down the bench. Like, it's tough to put a rookie cornerback out there on an island against Davante Adams. We have to play the Raiders next year. Who's covering Davante? Mills? Jonathan Jones? Jawan? Like, that's your... Or who's the kid from Baltimore? Chris, keep forgetting his name. Was inactive. Picked him up from Pittsburgh.
Wade.
It wasn't Chris Wade.
Sean Wade.
Sean Wade. Yeah, Sean Wade.
A little bit of the Yeti thing going on there.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, you don't see him. You kind of
see him at some point?
Yeah. He got the annual Armstead Award.
But on what Devin's saying in that they're not spending their money, Evan Lazar wrote about this. He said the Patriots have been reluctant to maximize their immediate cap space by borrowing from future seasons or extending players on their roster to make bigger moves in free agency. And he said Bill Belichick's approach is harder to stomach because the Patriots only have 28 players signed for the 2023 season. They're projected to be flush with cap space next offseason. He says they could go on another mini spending spree, but it also makes it easier to manage borrowing this offseason to make immediate improvements to the roster. The NFL is anticipating a significant spike in the salary cap over the next few off seasons as teams recover from the pandemic and new TV deals kick in with major revenue ramifications. He does say that according to league sources, the Patriots are still in the market for receivers, offensive and defensive linemen, and corners. So what he's saying is this might be one of the better times to borrow against future caps because they're going up. So you can maneuver the money forward, as a lot of teams are doing right now, because they are anticipating the rise in the salary cap. And that for next year, the Patriots are a team that only have 28 players signed up, and there's plenty of room in next year's cap to restructure and force money forward over the next few years. Whether that's through restructures, extensions, however you want to use it, whatever mechanism you want to use to do it, it's available to them. So it's not about their cap. And as you've said all week long, Zoe, cap is crap. You've been saying it all week.
How about Green Bay was going to give Devontae more money than the Raiders?
Yeah.
And they're going to give Rodgers 49. Like,
wasn't a
real
money
cash
thing
this year.
Wasn't a money thing.
He's making 49, 59, 42, I think, next 3 years.
Yeah.
Don't money me. Don't cap me. I'm done with the cap.
Don't money
me. We're done with the cap. Cap's not real.
So it's about them, their desire to spend actual money.
It's what they want to do. It's
budget.
Not they can't do it. It's right. What they look at, and they have an out number on guys.
And is that because of last
season?
So it's
not like they don't like him. They probably liked Allen Robinson, but we're out at 13. We're not going to 15.
Is Bill Belichick handcuffed right now?
I don't think he is.
Is he not being given the money to spend because of last offseason? Like, hey, Bill, we did that last offseason, and that's not something we typically do. So we need to get back to the way we used to do it.
Let me say this. I think he may be handcuffed from a depth standpoint where you went out and got multiple players at like that position. Mm-hmm. Like you went out and got Bourne worked. Jonnu Smith did not work at that money. You could say, okay, for Bill, if Bill goes to Robinson, it's for a guy like Clowney or an Allen Robinson type. I think Robinson, yeah, absolutely. That one player. We're not going to get four. We're not going to get three. But you got a superstar or you got a, not a superstar, an impactful veteran in this league that's a plug-and-play, everyday guy, every snap guy that's not going to crap his pants. Say, yeah, go get him. Because the team would be better. Team's not better right now. I think the one guy, if he could target one guy, whether it's an edge guy, pass rusher, like a Chandler Jones or a Clowney or an Allen Robinson, I think Davante Adams is another stratosphere. You're not paying over $20 million for a receiver here. Not after you got the other guys on the books. You wouldn't do it for the other guy. That was best player in the league. Best player ever.
Evan.
Did it once. Randy Moss. Sorry. Go ahead.
No. I was just going to go to Evan and Mattapoisson.
Hey.
Evan.
Hey. Happy finish strong Friday, guys.
Hey. Really happy finish
you.
Strong.
Hey. So my Polish father loves you. He's a big fan.
He's smart.
I just wanted to let you know that real quick. But anywho.
Thank you.
I just wanted to know what the reaction would be in Foxborough if the Vegas Raiders happen to win a Super Bowl. They are going to be throwing to Darren Waller, Hunter Renfrow. They have Josh Jacobs. Now they have Davante Adams. Like, what would the meltdown be like over in Foxborough? Thanks. Have a good day, guys.
All right. I mean, I don't know what the meltdown would be. Because, like, I mean, they love Josh here. They have. The owner loves him. Bill loved him. Bill brought him back right away. Gave him the pamphlet on how to be a head coach. Not many other guys going to be head coach. Oh, yeah. Patricia and Judge are back, too.
I wouldn't call it a meltdown.
Meltdown. It'd be a head scratcher because this could be the next guy. But would you give him and Ziegler clearance and total control like that to go spend that way? All Josh went out there and did was spend for two guys. So now we look at it like, oh, they're a contender. I don't know if they're a contender. They might end up 8-8 or 8-9. Who knows? I don't know how good their defense is. I think they're good. They got Crosby and Chandler Jones now off the edge. They got some young guys, but you know their offense was the drawing card.
I think there would be some second guessing on some level about letting McDaniels and letting Ziegler go out the door. And granted, you weren't going to fire Bill Belichick.
I mean,
but
they've given Ziegler a bigger
title. I'm
talking
about second guessing from outside. I'm saying inside. Like, man, was there a way we could have kept these guys?
Well, why didn't we give Ziegler more say-so in player picking? I don't know. I don't know if it's just Ziegler or if Josh has a hand in this. I mean, how does Josh not have a hand? I would love to have Davante Adams on my team. No? Yeah. What do you think? Say no? I mean, he wants to go there and make an impact, too. Like, his name was dragged through the mud a little bit for that Colts situation. So if he goes there and becomes an impact guy, he gets out the gate fast. It's going to be a good story for him. New stadium. They got to get people in it. It's still a Raider fan base. There's a lot of fans that like the Raiders. And if he could get them back to winning, yeah.
Well,
I mean, I don't know what we'd have to scratch our head on.
Yeah.
What, because you didn't fire Bill and you hired Josh?
No, I don't know. You might feel like you're going to miss out on something. Like you're going to miss out on that next good coach or something, a guy that you had in your building for a long time, or you missed by
not. How long we could have kept him here?
You missed by not finding a way to give Dave Ziegler a bigger role and keeping him. I don't know.
Yeah, what do we have three other guys?
I don't think it's going to happen.
But it was a trifecta.
I don't think the Raiders are going to win the Super Bowl, so I don't think this is ever going to come to fruition.
I don't either. Look at Cincinnati.
We're playing fantasy football there. There's a question from Evan. We try to answer it. That's what I would say. Apparently, the Patriots are in on L. Collins. So that's something to get excited about.
I mean, but he's released and there's going to be a market for
him. Let's talk about it coming up next. With more of your calls on a Finish Strong Friday here on Zolak and Bertrand.
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name's Mike Palmer, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
We'll take your calls on anything.
Call us here for sports.
Sports calls next at 617-779-0985.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Cowboy. Cowboy.
Well, I'm packing up my game and I'ma head out west, where real women come equipped with scripts and fake breasts. Find a nest in the hills, chill like Flint, buy an old drop top, find a spot to pimp. Then I'm a kid rocking up and down your block with the bottom.
Kid Rock's coming back. He's him and Lynyrd Skynyrd, I think, playing Greatwoods.
All right, we'll see you there.
I would go to that. I'll go to that in a second.
I feel like Zoe would go to a million shows and then he never goes to any every summer. Every summer, you know, he's like, that sounds good. And then it's like, nah, I'm not.
It's got to be like, go.
He's an interest king.
It's got to be like a Tuesday or Thursday night, and it's got to be like 80 and sunny out. Like, I won't go in the rain. I won't go in. It's chilly.
It's got to be a Tuesday or a Thursday night?
Something like that. I mean, there have been odd days where I've gone to concerts like that. And they're like that because I don't want to whack my Saturday out. Like, sit in traffic, go there Saturday, and ruin a whole Saturday.
I went to Kid Rock at Xfinity.
I went to Kid Rock at Fenway Park with Jason Aldean.
Jesus.
Nice.
Stayed for one Jason Aldean song. It was, you know, like Kid Rock came out and it was a co-headlining thing. I think they're switching on and off who would go on first and who would go on. So,
Kid Rock, is when Larry Lucchino wore the cowboy hats and all that when the first Jason Aldean concert was taking place at Fenway.
That I don't remember.
Yeah, I remember it. It was cheesy as hell.
I remember like sitting through Kid Rock's set. And it's like he blows it up. I mean, it's like he's still a great live show. And then so he finishes off with like American Badass or something, like, oh my God, fireworks and stuff. And then there's like a 15-minute intermission, and Jason Aldean comes out and playing his twangy, very, very safe version of new country, whatever. I'm like, oh, does this freaking blow? Oh, it's so bad.
What a buzzkill.
It's like when Beck opened up for Dave Matthews. You're like, what's this guy?
I'll give anything a shot. I'm like, I'll see. How do you follow that? You know, how do you let that guy open and then take the stage afterward? And I'm sure the Jason Aldean fans loved it, but just from like, you know, an impartial audience member.
I went to that concert too at Xfinity.
Jason Aldean and Kid Rock?
No, not that. I went to each of their concerts.
Jesus. Oh.
You're a big Xfinity guy. Oh.
Huh. Yeah, twice.
All right. Interesting.
Huge.
Interesting. Very interesting.
All right, 617-779-0985. Lyle Collins, the Patriots could be in on him in free agency, but it's going to require to pay the guy.
He's a large human being, one of the biggest guys I've ever seen play tackle, because, I mean, from a thickness standpoint, his arms are as big as my legs. There are going to be five teams in on him.
Jeremy Fowler says the Patriots and Dolphins are the two teams to watch. Both have shown interest this week.
Interest is one thing.
That was after a previous report that the Patriots were not in on him.
Mm. How could you not be?
I don't know how you couldn't be. You need a tackle.
You have holes on your offensive line now that you've created. Are you sure Trent Brown's coming back? What are we doing at backside tackle? This guy's big. I think he'd be frontside.
The way Trent Brown spoke the other day, do you believe he's got an offer from the Patriots?
I think they do.
I think he does, too.
He likes it here.
I think it's
that's one guy that likes it here.
I think it's at a low number, and he's hoping for a higher number.
The guy got paid from the Raiders. Or San Francisco. Or Raiders, right?
Yeah.
Raiders. He was San Francisco here.
Mayock
Raiders,
signed him.
Then came back here, and he's ecstatic to be back.
Yeah. Well, he's not durable. So I'm guessing that a bunch of teams are not jumping at him. Now, Collins, on the other hand, he He's going to have probably a stronger mark.
They're not going to get him.
There goes that.
I just prepare myself.
Yeah, you are. You're very down on this offseason. I can tell. Max in the truck. Hey, Max. What do you got?
But you know what? Hold on, Max.
Zoe's got another thought.
Bill gave me a little chubby the other day when you saw him at Georgia's Pro Day.
Again, please?
Because he had his typical shirt on, and he had the stare on. He had his football stare on. And he looked like he was looking at players. And I'm like, that's the Belichick I know. So I got a little excited there. Yeah. You got a banana in your pocket? What is that? Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's it. That's Football Bill.
So Football Bill being at a pro day.
Nasty leather bag that's all beat up. And I'm like, oh, yeah. He roughed that thing up before he brought it. Beat it with a bat. Make it tough. Yeah. I got excited seeing him here.
Okay.
All right. That's all.
All right. Max in the truck.
Hey, hi.
Max.
How's it going, Beetle, Hardy? Sup, Zo?
Sup, Max?
So I see the Patriots going 4-13 next year. I'm so down this offseason.
You're crazy.
I thought Zo was feeling down, but you're feeling really down, Max.
They got so many holes. Like, they have three offensive linemen. Collins is probably going to sign a huge deal with somebody else. They're going to say, well, we couldn't afford him. We're going to be over the cap. I'm so tired of this cap stuff. Like, look at all these other teams.
There's no cap.
There is no cap, though. Like, all these other teams are spending money like it's crazy. And Belichick is just sitting back and freaking trying to go to Walmart and see what he can find there. Thanks for taking my call.
Nothing wrong with Walmart. Nothing wrong with Walmart. You get good stuff there. Get stuff at Job Lot, all that. Price right. Good stuff there. Not a problem saving money. But if you got the money to spend, you could create the space, then you do it for a big player. You do it for one good guy a year to help your team. Like, is the team better than Matt Judon's on our team?
Yeah.
Yeah, the defense is a lot better because Judon's on your team. That's the impact type signing.
I don't need them to go on a spending
spree. I don't need five of them. I don't need
like
five.
Like some of these teams have done or like they did a year ago.
Give me one.
Just a guy.
Give me one.
Whether it be a linebacker or a receiver.
Now they're interested, supposedly, from Mark Daniels in Leighton Vander Esch, who has chronic neck issues, I think.
Yeah, he's been a bit of a disappointment there.
He's got, like, Brian Cushing written all over him. Yeah. I'll be ready 1 year, then next year, oh, yeah, I'm out. Yeah.
Nico in Burlington. Hey, Nico.
Boys, how we doing?
Hi.
Good, good.
Beetle, cut's looking tight, buddy. You're a stud.
Thank you.
Nice.
Listen, AFC West, huh? Yikes.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
If you're Mac Jones, though, you're a quarterback. If you're Mac Jones right now, how you feeling, buddy? Thanks, boys.
I mean, he hasn't been in the league enough to really look at it and think, oh, like, you get Brady late in his career.
He's too young to
know. He knows where he is. He's happy. He's happy to go to Pro Bowl. He's happy to be at NFL honors, wearing a tux. He's happy to be potentially working with a throwing coach, get ready for year two. He's excited. Because he's trending to be very good and get paid. You're a young player right now. You're wide-eyed and you're bushy-tailed and you're looking around with a head on a swivel. You're not sitting there like Brady pissed off. Like, oh, this guy's no good. What are we doing? We getting any help here? You know, go ask the owner. You know? No. Mac will do what he's told to do and he'll do it accordingly. He has no right to bitch right now.
The fact that the Patriots have been so quiet and the fact that their moves have been bringing back their own guys has me feeling like something big is going to drop at some point.
They may trade up from 21 to get to like 10 on someone. Like,
how quiet it has gone has me thinking, oh, maybe we're on the verge of something big. Greg Bedard has a little something on why we should not be ripping the Patriots just yet. We'll get to that after headlines. There are no commercials here.
This is Bob Soucy. The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon. As a runner myself representing the Flutie Foundation at the 2022 Boston Marathon, I'm proud to have been a teammate to many amazing Adaptive Program runners, achieving their dreams at the greatest race in the world. The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.